It's been nearly 1 year since Indiana's near-total abortion ban took effect, limiting access to care to just a few narrow exceptions. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports it will take some time for data to better reflect the impact the law has had on Hoosiers.
Indiana already has some of the worst infant and maternal mortality rates in the country. However, some researchers are concerned that the number of deaths and complications will increase under the near-total ban. Tracy Wilkinson is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Indiana University School of Medicine. She says part of the reason for Indiana's high mortality rates is the state already had abortion care restrictions before the ban went into effect. Wilkinson said it will take some time for the data to reflect how the near total ban may change those rates.
We are all bracing to kind of see the data that we anticipate we will see in a state with an abortion ban.
Wilkinson says some states already have more data to show the full effect of an abortion ban. An abortion ban in Texas, for example, negatively affected several public health data points, such as mortality and congenital syphilis rates. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.